What's that smell? It's skunk season in my part of the world. My 5-year-old black lab was unfamiliar with the species, so naturally, with his inquisitive nature, he had to check it out. My granddaughter and I were outside when she yelled down the hill to me that Jax was chasing something. But before she could finish her sentence, the word skunk tumbled from her lips as the smell raced down the hill in confirmation, with Jax right behind it. The smell was so assaulting that both my granddaughter and I nearly lost our stomach contents. The aroma was strong enough that it was smelled at least 3 country homes away. We tried, much against his will, to keep the dog outside until something could be done about the smell, but he has a way of pushing himself to the front of the line. I sent emergency messages to my husband to not come home without tomato juice. Turns out, tomato juice is one of those old wives' tales. The recommended treatment is hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and dish soap. That skunk smell did not lessen as we awaited a remedy, but our noses became less sensitive to the putrid smell as we were forced to endure it. It got me thinking, wouldn't it be great if all of our enemies came with such a smell that we would take notice of their presence from 3 country homes away? However, that is not usually the case. Peter reminds us to stay sober, stay alert. Your enemy, the adversary, stalks about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. His stink comes behind him slowly. If you're not paying attention, he will gladly take advantage. If he comes into your presence undetected, you run the risk of becoming insensitive to his stench. Others will notice and perhaps make mention that something stinks. Will your response be, "I don't smell anything"? Humans are pre-programmed with a fight-or-flight response to danger, but there is a way that pleases the Lord. The accomplishing of the goal of all things is close at hand. Therefore, keep alert and self-controlled so that you can pray. 1 Peter 4:7. Prayer cannot be overstressed. Conversation with Father that comes from the heart has the power to move mountains, and Jesus' blood covers the stench of the enemy in your life. Pray, brothers and sisters, pray.